Bonjour à tous et bienvenue au podcast de la French Tech à San Francisco. Today, I'm very honored to welcome Jérôme Ternac, CEO and founder of the company Smart Recruiters. Bonjour Jérôme.
Hello Sophie, thank you for inviting me and hello to the French Tech.
Jérôme, I know you've been in the HR space for well over two decades now. You've established company first in Europe and then in the US. Can you take us through your journey?
I got interested in matching people to jobs when I created a recruitment agency in Prague in the early 90s, actually. And ever since that time, I've really been interested to understand how do companies get access to talent and how do people optimize their career? How does that connection get made? In the late 90s, 99, I created one of the first applicant tracking system to really help companies manage recruiting. Did that for 10 years, realized that the first version of recruiting software, applicant tracking systems that they are called, really didn't help. And so in 2010, I moved to San Francisco and started Smart Recruiters with this very simple idea and vision that technology can help companies acquire the talent they need. We call this a hiring success, and can help people get the careers they deserve. And I think that is really where my background of actually doing the job for so long has helped.
Okay. And so it's for the recruiters, but for the candidate too.
Yeah, I think a great hire has to be happy on both sides. One of the metrics that our customers track most is called the net hiring score. And the net hiring score is like an NPS, like a net promoter score on a new hire. And so 90 days after you have hired somebody, you ask the manager on a scale of 1 to 10, how much is of a fit is this candidate? And you also ask the candidate on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a fit is this new job? And then you take the 9 and 10, so the ones that are like, oh my God, yeah, best hire I've made and best job I've ever got, minus the ones that are like, not sure, I think I made a mistake. And you end up with a positive negative score that gives you an indication of how much of a fit are your new hires. And it's a very interesting measure and a very a hard one to get right, because it means both sides are happy about the match.
So what led you to Smart Recruiters, this expertise, and what is Smart Recruiters? What is your proposal?
Smart Recruiters is a talent acquisition suite. I guess I should say Smart Recruiters is the hiring success company, right? This is kind of what we do for a living. And we sell a talent acquisition suite to enterprises around the world, mostly large companies, think Domino's, Bosch, Visa, LinkedIn, Twitter. All these companies actually use Smart Recruiters to manage their recruiting process. And this is what we identified really in the market, is that companies don't have a good way to manage recruiting at the moment. If you think about how to hire great people, it's actually not very difficult. You need to find good candidates, which is a marketing exercise, in fact, right? How do you market yourself to candidates? Then once candidates have raised their hand, say, hey, yeah, let's chat, then you need to be really good at selecting the best one in an efficient manner, with the right collaboration, without bias, with the right criteria, the right assessment. And then, of course, you need to operate this function and be organized, because it's like you're talking thousands of jobs, millions of candidates, you know, tens of thousands of interviews. So it's actually a difficult function to manage. And that's really what's the Smart Recruiters Talent Acquisition Suite does. It helps companies attract candidates with a great experience, collaborate internally to make the right choice, and keep the whole function of recruiting organized. And that's what leads to customers being able to achieve hiring success, which is the ability to hire amazing talent on demand. And at the moment, it's what CEOs crave. Like every CEO in the world thinks actually my ability to hire great talent is my ability to compete. It's my ability to innovate. It's my ability to service customers, to grow or not. Because yeah, you are who you hire, and who you hire defines everything.
Yeah, and so what is your secret? What are your strategy to attract and to do well your job? Because of course there are other platforms, there are other software, but what is your secret, if you can tell?
Yes, I think we really focused on three core pillars of value for our customers, which goes back to this recipe for hiring success that I mentioned. And that is one, the candidate experience. Through our system, we focus a lot on helping companies offer a really good candidate experience. We make it easy to apply. We engage candidates with chatbots. You can scan with a QR code. You can refer other people. We make it really very easy and very nice for the candidates, right? And that means customers who use our technology get a competitive advantage because they're able to attract better candidates, more candidates, more efficiently than others. Second, we realize that most systems, most HR systems actually don't really offer a good collaboration for hiring managers. And so in most companies, the process is managing emails and spreadsheets, and it's not very fluid. So we focused on hiring manager engagement and the collaboration. And so that's our second secret sauce, is hiring managers, interviewers, executive, like the business absolutely loves using smart recruiters. And that means suddenly there is a much more fluid hiring process happening, which drives better decision, less bias, and ultimately better outcomes. Candidate experience, hiring manager engagement. And the third one is recruiter productivity. The recruiters never really had one platform, one suite with all of their systems in there, all of their suppliers, all of the data. And so they live in a world where they have many spreadsheets, many things happening, and it's very hard for them to manage, to keep control, to not drop the ball, to stay compliant, and so on. So then we really focused on being the one platform where all jobs and all candidates from high to hired, everything happens in one system of record. And those are the three kind of secret sauce: candidate experience, manager engagement, and recruiter productivity.
Your book, Hiring Success, has become the gold standard for recruiting for some of your largest customers. Can you tell us a bit more about what Hiring Success is and the impact it's had?
I published the Hiring Success, the book, How CEOs Compete for Talent. Which has since become a bestseller on Amazon, and for good reasons, because this is a real problem for the C-suite. As I was alluding to before, companies, their ability to compete for talent actually defines their ability to succeed. And what I realize is that most CEOs know this. I want to hire the best talent. But at the same time, they don't really know how to do it. They still think of recruiting as a HR function, they manage it as a back office function. The main metrics that are still in use today in most companies are cost per hire and time to fill, which is basically faster and cheaper, which of course has nothing to do with let's invest to hire the best people in the market. So I wanted to bridge that gap. And I wanted to give a voice to the recruiters to help them convince the C-suite that, oh, you want to hire amazing people? You want to achieve hiring success? Yeah, here's how to do it. It's not difficult. It's like a sales and marketing function, but you have to run it like a sales and marketing function. You have to invest in it to hire great people. It's really exactly the same. And that recipe for hiring success is one that I honestly think every CEO in the world should understand, at least to a certain level, to be able to drive the right tactics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. And this is also what you were doing with the the conference, Hiring for Success? I know, well, because of COVID, you stopped. Do you have any future conference or masterclass?
Yeah, of course. So the Hiring Success is almost become a movement, right? It's a movement where recruiters, recruiting teams, talent acquisition team are elevated internally because they're of the critical nature of their job. And so we have indeed, we wrote the book, we have a guide, we have the website, hiringsuccess.com, conferences around the world, virtual now and in person. We'll restart in person soon. And we're really here driving the industry forward. It's not just about smart recruiters, right? It's about how companies can achieve hiring success. We've seen fantastic contributions from literally thousands of talent leaders around the world who realize that actually what they do, supplying talent to the company, is actually one of the most important function in business. And they deserve to have their voice heard.
And I'm wondering, how did company, your customer, fare during the pandemic? What changed for them? What changed for Smart Recruiter as a business?
Yes, I mean, COVID has changed everything in recruitment. We're seeing this every day at the moment. First, location has changed. Before, you hire somebody within a 10-mile radius of your office. Today, they're remote, right? You're in San Francisco, I'm down south, and you know, who cares, right? So that for recruiters has completely changed their world because now you can hire anywhere, anybody, anywhere. Hmm. Second, the skills gap that is happening here has been reinforced under COVID, right? So it's actually very, very hard to find the talent you need at all levels, whether you are a hot tech company trying to attract data scientists, or you are a QSR company trying to get drivers to deliver pizzas to your customers, right? At all levels, it's become really hard to get the right skills. And then the third element, which is very interesting, is of course, we have all heard about the great reshuffle, the great resignation. What that effectively means is that hiring volumes in every company have tripled, like mm-hmm. absolutely tripled. So if you are a company with 10,000 employees, maybe before COVID you were hiring 1,000, maybe 2,000 a year. Now you're hiring 6,000 a year, right? Because you got 4,000 that have resigned or 3,000 that have resigned, and you need to keep growing and it's keep shuffling. So the hiring volumes have tripled, which means that today a recruiter is one of the hardest to find jobs. It's yeah. the number of job posting for recruiters has tripled as well. It's really hard to find good recruiters. And all of that points to the same and to the right reason, which is hiring matters. It's not that difficult, but you actually need to treat it as a sales and marketing function, have a proper software to do a good job, to market to candidates, bring your hiring managers together and equip your recruiters with the tools they need. And if you do that, you will be successful.
Yeah. So it's innovation is the key for this
yes.
area.
Yes, no? It's time to realize that filling in an application form at the entrance of the factory is not how people hire these days.
You raised another funding round last summer. What is your development strategy for the future?
Yeah, we raised last summer our Series E with Silver Lake, $110 million at a $1.5 billion pre-money valuation. And this money is being used to actually accelerate our growth. We have been one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing talent acquisition suite. Ahead of or in the charts from all the analysts. And we are fueling here our growth. And that means investing in sales and marketing. So we have more people in more places around the world that are talking to customers and prospects, but also investing heavily in R&D, in our technology. We have today the largest R&D team in recruiting. And we keep innovating at a pace which the market requires. As I say, it's an industry that is in transformation. And the way that we hired 10 years ago is not the way that we hire today. And it's certainly not the way that we will hire in 10 years. And so we keep keep innovating to give our customers more ability to differentiate and to attract the talents that they need.
You did an acquisition recently too.
Yes, okay. One of the use of proceeds from our funding was to is to make acquisitions. We acquired a company named Attrax. Attrax does something really interesting, which is they create the career website for companies. And in the past, career websites were independent websites. You would do this with your advertising agency. They look nice, and then click here to apply to a job. But more and more career websites are actually intelligent websites. They are contextual. When you visit the website as a candidate, well, of course, you expect to see content that is interesting to you. And if you are an engineer, you want to see technical content. Of course, you want to see jobs that match you. You don't want to go have to search through pages and pages of jobs. You don't know where to apply. Of course, you want to be engaged. And so nowadays, the modern career website actually are fully integrated inside the talent acquisition suite so that we can drive the intelligence, what jobs are posted, what jobs are not posted, which candidate is a match, who is already applied, how can they track their application, what context should we show them? So it really becomes the visible, like the front door for customers. In a really good acquisition that we did last year.
Okay, and how many employees you have right now worldwide?
We are at about 600. 600 up from 350 at the beginning of last year.
Okay, and you have a lot of you are hiring a lot. What are your vision?
We are hiring across all functions. Significantly. Obviously, our own hiring success is critical. It's one of the key metrics that I track. We track the net hiring score, as I was saying. We track hiring velocity, which is also a key metric for CEOs to track, which is the percentage of jobs that are filled on time. Because CEOs say, all right, we're going to conquer the world. Let's hire 100 people. And then you're like, okay, so how many of the 100 did you manage to get? Oh, 43. Okay, so you only conquered 43% of your world, right? Yes, right. So we're actually really going after this hiring velocity as a metric for our customers, for ourselves. So yeah, we are hiring a lot and running at 80% velocity at the moment, which is really good in this market.
So now let's speak about more personal, and you have a philanthropic endeavor, plus you are running your business. I know it's a new life with COVID. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So, you know, when you have a company whose mission it is to connect people to jobs at scale, part of the answer obviously is great software, great technology that does a good job. But another part of the answer is, how do you connect underprivileged candidates to jobs? How do you connect those who are disconnected back to jobs, back to careers? And so for the longest time, we have been encouraging our customers, working with our customers and ourselves to create what we call reverse recruiting events, where we encourage recruiters to actually coach underprivileged candidates back into the workforce. And it's something beautiful. We've literally coached thousands of candidates through the years. Lately, we announced a program specifically around refugees coming over from Ukraine. Many, many of them, of course, are here to stay. And so we're creating programs to help companies across Europe hire refugees. And our customers, you know, we counted this actually, our customers in Europe collectively hire 1 million people a year.
Okay.
That's actually, so if you think, all right, let's bring our customers together and let's all try to hire at least a few refugees. Well, collectively is actually a real impact. So we drive that with our customers. And on a more personal level, I have focused my efforts, reverse recruiting efforts, coaching efforts towards returning citizens. So whether coaching people that are still incarcerated or coaching them once they are released and going back into the workforce.
What you're doing with Ukraine, did you create a foundation or is it part of your company?
It is absolutely part of what we do as a company. So there in response to the Ukrainian crisis, we had some internal initiatives like encouraging employees to welcome refugees, giving them stipends for it. We turned our office into a co-working space for anybody who needed computer access. So like we did the basic things that we needed to do. But then we actually looked at our software and said, all right, how can a customer quickly put in place a program for fast track applications for Ukrainian refugees? And we developed a feature, made it available to customers, and that allows any one of our customers to identify refugees and create a fast track application for them such that they can bypass the normal process and be identified as such. We actually had a good conversation with CERN, the Center for European Center for Nuclear Research, which has the largest facility for particle physics. And they actually have a fairly large Ukrainian population. And so they put in place a fast track application to welcome more Ukrainian physicists, actually.
You are also with Pledge 1%. Is it something linked with this? Or?
Yes, we took the 1% pledge about 7 years ago. And what the 1% pledge which is an initiative from Salesforce, and we are a Salesforce Ventures portfolio company. Salesforce is an investor in smart recruiters. And what that does is it commits the company to give 1% of its time, of its profits, of its shares to a charitable endeavor. And so we have used this pledge, taken the pledge and used that to drive our CSR efforts, which goes into 1% of time. That's us coaching candidates in the reverse recruiting, what I was describing. 1% of product, which is us offering our product at a super discounted rate to nonprofit. Nonprofit companies can use our product. And we have also a part of our product that we give away for free to smaller companies to encourage them for job creation. And then the last one is 1% of equity. We have put 1% of the company in escrow to fund a future nonprofit of future foundation.
And so your philosophy, how it's impact on the company philosophy?
You know, I think the Smartians, as we call ourselves, right? The Smartians are here for a reason. They want to actually help people get jobs. It's just who we are. I think if you are not bought into this idea, if you don't care about people getting jobs, you probably don't apply to smart recruiters, and for sure you probably don't get hired at smart recruiters, right? Because this is why we are here. It's who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And I can feel in all the interview I listen or read about smart recruiters, especially during the beginning of the phase of COVID where everybody was firing thousands of people, you decided to keep them and to work, and that you create really something strong in the philosophy of your company.
Yeah, thank you. I think, you know, in crisis time, purpose actually is a very good guide for decisions. And this is the one we used. As we were looking through the first phase of COVID, and indeed most of the companies in recruiting were reducing their workforce by 30%, 40%. And our board was like, okay, Jerome, what are you going to do? And I said, no, you know what we are going to do? We're actually going to stay together and focus on our mission, because our mission is to connect people to jobs at scale. And right now, everywhere I look around, everybody's getting fired or furloughed. And so I guess our mission has just become even more important, right? So stay true to your purpose and your mission was a good guideline. And as a result, we actually, that year, we had explosive growth We grew 70% year over year and literally outperformed everybody else in the market. And that led to, it was almost a moment of inflection for the company, as opposed to a moment of slowing down, because we stayed true to our values and to our purpose.
And do you think it's easy for companies to see the evolution of the recruitment market? Are they adapting and ready to change?
I think companies around the world have realized the critical nature of hiring. I think this has become very, very, very clear. Domino's is one of our clients, recent clients. Before they actually stepped and started to use smart recruiters in Q4 of last year, they missed their revenue for the first time in the history of Domino's. And the CEO of Domino's went to a CNN or on the media, and people asked, so what happened? And he said, yeah, we just don't have enough drivers. And I think that across the board has become really top of mind for CEOs and for companies. And so what we are seeing now is that recruiting is emerging out of being an administrative back office function measured by faster and cheaper to actually becoming a strategic function, a sales and marketing like function, where you invest to hire great talent. That transition, that transformation of talent acquisition is what's happening across the board, across all industries, frankly. And the companies that embrace that are the ones that are going to be able to acquire the talent they need at the expense of those who don't.
Do you think it's everyone or really big company that are able to change?
I think at the moment, everyone is impacted by the talent shortage. Big companies are better equipped to react. Small companies have to actually be more creative on how to find talent, how to retain talent, and how to deploy them. But it is a problem that touches every parts of the economy, and I think honestly for the better. If the hiring market, if the labor market becomes more fluid, more transparent, what happens after that? People get better jobs, they get better pays, and they get better lives. There is no happiness in an economy where the labor market doesn't function properly. If supply and demand in the labor market cannot get together, nobody's happy. Companies don't get the talent they need, people don't get the jobs, the value is not created. The moment that this becomes more fluid, suddenly value gets created, salary increases, opportunity increase, happiness increase, and the overall economy increases. Right? So I think it's critical for economies to have a dynamic and fluid labor market. And I believe technology, smart recruiters being one of them, technology can help match people to jobs at scale.
To finish, what advice, because French Tech is startup executive, and it can be people looking for a job or it can be people trying to recruit. So what advice you can give to this company?
Recently, I read a post from a founder that said, actually, success in startup, I thought is about having a great product or being able to convince VCs. Or turns out, actually, the one thing that you need to be great at as a founder is recruiting. If you are really good at recruiting, if you focus on hiring amazing talent when you need, you will succeed. If you neglect that, you will always run behind, especially as the company get bigger. You end up compromising, you make mediocre hires because you didn't have a choice, you were in a hurry. And you see the whole company kind of cripples with poor match, people are not where they need to be. So keep the bar high, measure your hiring velocity, keep it above 80%, so you know that what you decided happens. And measure your net hiring score, so you know that the people you bring in are actually the right people. You do those two things, you actually have really good indicators of are you hiring and heading in the right direction.
What do you think about remote working remotely? Is it something that is working maybe, but not everywhere in the world? What is your feedback about that?
So working from home as opposed to from the office is definitely here to stay. This is not going back. Anybody who thinks that they'll have 100% of their employees back to the office from Monday to Friday is not happening. Some tried. Apple, come back to the office. Oh, sorry, we made a mistake. You don't need to come back, right? It's clear. It's not happening. However, what is also clear is that people need to be together to collaborate efficiently, to build relationship, to build trust. And so the right model is a hybrid model where you give people the flexibility to organize their lives in the way that makes most sense, and you provide them the facility to actually get together, to collaborate, to build trust, and to build relationship. So that's the model we've implemented at Smart Recruiter. 600 people, I think, across 20 different countries, nationalities, and we have hubs in multiple cities. We have like 7 hubs around the world. And people go there to meet. Those who live around can go there every day if they like. Those who live a flight away go there once a month, once a quarter. Some teams are getting together once a month. Some teams are getting together once a year. Depends on the pace and the rhythm and how much you need to collaborate. But that's the model that works. And it's the model that gives you access to talent that you would otherwise not have, right? Because the talent in a 10-mile radius around downtown San Francisco, where our headquarters are, is not very available and not very diverse. Right? Okay. If you remove that, you get access to communities, to people that are often underrepresented in tech companies or in many companies, actually. So you widen your talent pool, you actually improve your hiring altogether.
Do you want to add anything, or do you have...
I can get a closing announcement or a closing note. My closing note will be vive la French Tech.
Merci.
Seriously, I mean it. I think I love feeling supported, feeling part of the French Tech ecosystem. And I like what you guys do and the brand that's been created and so many generations of entrepreneurs that have been encouraged, empowered, enabled through the efforts of French Tech. So vive la French Tech will be my conclusion.
Thank you, Jérôme, and thank you for taking the time to answer our question. J'espère que vous avez eu autant de plaisir que moi à écouter cette interview. À bientôt.